Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so before we get to the picks, it is our final chance, because the next time we talk to TJ, it'll be after the trade deadline, and it'll just be all about what they did or didn't do. I want to know in the here and now. And no, we are not going to say that particular name. No. My question is, by the time we get to Tuesday afternoon, are they making a move anyone cares about?
I kind of think you have to. I do. And I don't think, I'm not going to say it's going to be a big move where you're giving up first round picks by any means, but I do think that you need to find a little bit of help. And even coming out of last week, 52-14, you look at that and you're like, man, like we were rolling. Everything was clicking. You can't do that. You still have to look at areas where you have to improve. And a large part of that game, I mean, you sacked Mason Rudolph one time. And Alex Anzalone was unblocked. Right?
Yeah, it was a coverage bust.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. They were able to get some pressure at times that were there pretty quick, but maybe the coverage wasn't matching up. I thought the guy that they brought up, Al-Qaeda Muhammad, had some nice rushes. I think he had like 7 pressures in 28 snaps, maybe. Which, you know, you're winning 25% of the time. That's a good rate.
And the problem is not a tape.
Is it? But you also, you look at it too, and you say, man, that Tennessee offensive line was not good, right? The fact that we weren't really able to generate consistent pressure without blitzing, I think that's got to be a concern.
Who's the player you want?
Well, if you ask me, I mean, a dream, we're not going to mention the guy we talked about, but I still wonder if there's an opportunity to do something with Cincinnati. I do.
Trey Hendrickson?
Look, they're not having the start of their season. They got a big game against the Raiders this weekend. If that goes the wrong way for them, maybe it's time for them to say, okay, you know what? Too big of a hole to come back from. I think a problem with those teams that have a good quarterback never want to give up, because you always feel like there's a run that you can make at some point in the season to get back in the
What would Hendrickson cost you?
I mean, he's only got 1 year on it, I think, on his deal left. I'd probably say a 2. I don't think you're giving up a first-round pick. Plus, he's an older guy. I mean, it's not a guy that's going to be here for 4 or 5 years.
Or Za'Darius Smith for a 4.
I would take Henderson. Henderson's a better player, no doubt.
He actually has 2 years left on his deal. Well, this year and next year.
That's what I'm saying. He's got 1 year after this year, so it's a year and a half. Za'Darius Smith would certainly, I think, be an upgrade over some of these guys. But I still think a part of me thinks that they want to see what they got for one more game against a really good team. A good offensive line, I think an underrated offensive line in Green Bay, before they make some of these decisions. Now, maybe some of these things are already lined up. You're not going to announce a trade late in the week. No. I mean, that's going to throw you off. That's going to throw guys off on the weekend, you know, get you unfocused on what you're supposed to do. But my belief right now is, and I already mentioned, I think the Lions have a gap over sitting here right now, 8 weeks into the season. I think there's a gap between you and everybody else in the NFC. Now, the problem if you stand still is, we know San Francisco has a track record of making moves, right? We know the Bears made a move last
Philadelphia.
Year. Philadelphia. We know Green Bay is supposedly in every conversation. If you stand pat, other teams are going to start to close the gap on you a little bit. So that's what gives me a little bit of, not don't call it fear, but maybe a slight concern that you got to do everything in your power to go try to improve this team, because this does feel like, as we sit here week eight, a lot of football left, but as we sit here week eight, you are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL. You cannot allow other teams to start closing that gap on you. If you're in a position like this, you take a chance and you maybe say, we're going to keep that gap a little wider, or maybe even widen it a little bit more than it already is.
So they haven't gotten seduced by the way they've been winning games lately, is what you're saying. The Lions.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. I think that they know that too. I mean, I don't think anybody's going in there and saying, like I mentioned, you don't go after a 52-14 win and say, everybody got a 100% and everybody got a passing grade because we won by, you know, almost 40 points. You don't do that. You still look at the areas and say, man, okay, like, this is still popping up. It might still be a concern when we start playing some better teams, some better quarterbacks, some better offensive lines, right? Is what we're doing right now sustainable? Offensively, obviously, I think it is. Special teams was a big part last week, and the takeaways you're getting on defense is. But when teams start to hit their stride, now that we're in week nine, we're going into November, there's a lot of teams that maybe are off the radar right now that have some young players that things start to click, right? There's some other teams that maybe they went through some adversity early in the season.
Green
they
Bay?
Start to click a little bit.
You lost your quarterback, then he got hurt again.
And they won games without him, which was wild too. I think that everything in my mind says, man, there's a gap between you and everybody else. I'm not saying it's a huge gap.
But it's a gap.
But there is a gap. And you need to sustain that gap. You need to keep that gap. Like, how are you going to keep that gap? You need to keep improving this roster, which is something that I think they're looking at.
People have to look at it. We didn't just lose Aiden. We lost Kaminsky in camp.
Davenport.
We lost Marcus Davenport. We lost Pecco.
Pascal's
missing
again.
Multiple games.
Yeah.
Like, if you think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Bobby Woo Woo and Pete Muhammad or whatever his name is, you're insane.
Al-Qadim Muhammad.
Whatever it is. Naga, not going to work here much longer. The point I'm making is you have lost four guys in what really is an 8-9-man rotation in that defensive line room.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. You can afford no injuries moving forward. And that's not reality.
You've got
to get some insulation there.
Yeah, but on the flip side, I think the fair thing to say is I still believe this team is good enough right now to go compete with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's unfair to look at guys like the way Jared Goff's playing, or Amon-Ra, or, you know, the secondary, I think, has been playing really good football. Sam LaPorte, your running backs. Mm-hmm. It's unfair to look at those guys and say, man, you're not good enough without another pass rusher. You know what I mean? Because I think they are. My only, and I know I'm repeating myself,
but
you have a gap right now. Those guys are at the top of what they do in this league, man. They know they're one of the better teams.
So if the A,
they don't feel like we need to go get one more guy to complete this. They feel like they're already complete. I just think it gives you even a better shot to separate yourself from all the other teams.
All right. Tier one would be a Hendrickson type. Tier two is a Za'Darius Smith type or an Azeez Ojulari type. Tier three is paint can. What do we have Monday? Tier three is you trade for Bobby Woo Woo's cousin, Petey Boo Boo.
If there is anything, I would lean to tier two.
Okay.
Only because, like,
and I'd be good with that,
but this is where I go back and forth too. We haven't seen Brad Holmes' MO to go out there and make that big time splash. I guess if you want to throw Carlton Davis in that in the offseason, well, I think you gave up a third.
Yes.
Like that, I guess that's the biggest splash he's made when it comes to trade. But go back last year and it was everybody waiting around. What are we going to get? What are we going to do? Donovan Peoples-Jones. Underwhelming, you know what I mean? But
I want to see somebody not on a discounted rack because they are often injured.
Yeah, and I'm with you. But at the same time where I think we haven't seen Brad Holmes do this in the season, the other part of me says we also haven't seen the Lions in this position.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I think that's something that they take probably into account too, is you also look at other, Ben Johnson's passed up the last couple years leaving. How much longer do we have him to roll this offense with? You know what I mean?
Especially when Eberflus gets fired in Chicago.
You start to package those thoughts together and you say, you know what? You're not guaranteed to win a Super Bowl if you go make a big trade to get a guy. But you know what? Are you going to improve your chances? Are you going to at least at the end of the day say, we tried everything, we exhausted all options, and man, we really gave it 100% and did everything possible? You know, then if that's the decision they go with, I think you can live with it.
And just be on the lookout, TJ's rising star, Frank Muhammad, this weekend.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.